welcome back. And we have Fareed here talking about cardiovascular. Now, I want to mention this so that the word gets through to you out there. Cardiovascular is the original formula made by your dad, Sam Ibrahim. There are a lot of knockoffs out there that are garbage. And you need to know about that because they don't select the right part of the plant. They don't validate that every batch has the right number of biomolecules. They don't have the right formula. And these formulas include Extendivite, Hardened Bodies, Strauss Heart Drops, and these people, we have had people that have been on these formulas and switched to cardiovascular and have a dramatic improvement in their function. Lower blood pressures, improved perfusion, improved organ function like brain, liver, heart, kidneys. You need to understand out there, don't get the knockoff. The same way as Nutrimeds. Now, I opened up yesterday the wellness conditions, and this is a warning to you out there. Don't be a Google genius and think you're going to second-guess Dr. Deagle. That includes you people out there that are physicians and don't understand functional medicine, intermediate metabolism, toxicology, genetics, or epigenetics. You need to know we have the top nutraceuticals in the world, and it takes years sometimes for us to develop them. Do not think that you're going to put together a look-alike program and think you're going to be able to get the same biological effects. Don't, as I say, don't be a Google genius. So that warning is... You know, I just finished watching the series, the first eight seasons of Dr. Martin Ellingham, who's a top neurosurgeon, a top vascular surgeon that became a country doctor. Now, my situation is not exactly the same. You know, I have better bedside manner, some people say, but I do talk a lot and I get technical. But I do care about people and I do try to transmit that. But I want you to understand, there's nobody better at diagnosis in every specialty than me. Now, that's not arrogance, that's competence. And I want to tell you, if you want to improve perfusion, which is the final goal of lowering blood pressure, improving vascular reactivity, generating nitric oxide, preventing plaque formation, stopping free radicals in your artery walls, and preventing loss of kidney function, you've got to start with cardiovascular. For God's sake out there, don't people realize that the heart disease and vascular disease is more deaths, cause of death, especially premature or instant death, than all the next five major causes of death roll together. So if you want to lose a relative, it's going to probably be a heart or vascular incident. It'll be a deep vein thrombosis and a pulmonary embolus. It'll be a cardiac arrest. It'll be a embolic stroke. It'll be a ruptured aortic aneurysm where the person expires so fast you can't believe it. And if you don't understand, if you think your doctors know how to diagnose you prematurely and find out what's wrong with you, you better think again. Now, I'll give you a good example, and this is something that's really important. There's only a minority of cardiologists and internists that are actually getting the rheologic blood viscosity test, probably maybe a half dozen or a dozen in America. And there's a lot of doctors here in this country, millions. There's now a larger number that are getting what's called the endopatin endothelix test to look at perfusion. I can get you a thing called a BioCuff device. If you want to contact me, I can get it from a company that supplies them that can look at blood, what's called the stiffness of your blood vessels, which ties directly to your perfusion. But the endopatin endothelix will give you a quantitative number to say, while we're getting your heart and your vascular tree back into normal function, the key goal is to improve perfusion, which means delivery of oxygen, nutrients, and minerals, and the removal of toxins from the tissue. Now, if you don't have perfusion, you also can't perfuse with stem cells from your bone marrow and your adipocytes, etc. So you can't rebuild any organs. Perfusion is key. And it's particularly bad for diabetics. It's particularly bad for people with dyslipidemia. It's particularly bad for people that have high blood viscosity. Now, all of these things, I guarantee you, your doctor is not measuring. Not, okay? Now, if you think and you want to match up Dr. Deagle versus your cardiologist or your internist or your pediatrician, they're going to lose big time. They come into the cage match intellectually with Dr. Deagle, it's going to look bad. Okay? Because I got skill sets. I got my cape on, and I got skill sets, and I have the research literature to lay them down on the mat and put them in a chokehold. Now, don't think, because your doctor's nice, that they know what they're doing. And they got you on four or five or six drugs, and you're still deteriorating, your blood pressure's down, but now your hair's falling out, you're stupid. If you're male, you might be impotent. And if you don't understand it, you may be losing kidney function and you're not even monitoring microalbumin in your urine or GFRs regularly to see what the hell's going on. And at the same time, you're reducing organ perfusion. At the same time, your blood pressure is low. Your organ perfusion has dropped. It's not normal. It's below normal. Now, if you think that's a problem, you're listening to Dr. Deagle. If you don't think it's a problem, you are suicidally stupid and you're going to hurt yourself. Now, people get insulted by that, and I say, you know what, sometimes I have to just get aggressive and just say, you got to listen to me because I can prove this. I can give you the contacts to go to Endopat and Endothelix and find a cardiologist in your part of the country. They can do the simple test for about $150 outpatient. They clamp your vessels in your arm 5 minutes and see what the reperfusion is, either with blood flow at the fingertips or temperature. So, Fareed, when we look at your formula that your dad put together for the Canadian Society of Alberta, Canada, years ago after being trained in Germany, people don't get it, do they? And they wonder why the two areas of medicine that have the highest mortality rate and the most what I call stupid medicine applications is oncology for cancer and cardiology. Now, when I get these cardiologists and I start asking them questions to see beyond the procedures where they try to become big, highfalutin medical deities, that's what MD stands for, by the way, besides Mordeaux, is I nail the suckers to the wall because I'm a biochemist and I understand intermediate metabolism. And you couldn't believe the stupid application of drugs that also cause nutrient deficiencies like CoQ10, HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors that literally block CoQ10 and destroy mitochondria. Guess what? The two-thirds of the dry weight of your heart is mitochondria. Two-thirds. Two-thirds of the dry weight of your media, the muscular layer that creates a peristaltic wave that pumps 70% of your blood, is mitochondria. So if you don't have a mitochondrial regenerative and support nutraceuticals to prevent plaque and free radicals and these other things, you're killing your heart and your blood vessels. And eventually the resistance causes them to calcify. So the most accurate test is to do a high-speed CT scan with a calcium score. And by the way, this is for you, Dr. Lisa Bardak, you idiot. Then this needs to come up in a congressional committee because she lied and said it was with contrast. And Dr. Wolf, a distant cousin of Obama, actually pointed her out and said, and called her out on it and said, why are you saying this? It's crap. There's no such thing as a contrast high-speed CT scan for calcium score. So I don't have any patients anymore, and if you think you and your doctor know more than Dr. Deagle, bring it on. I had enough, okay? I had enough. And all these other soil knockoff things, stop it. You should be all sued. Maybe I will sue you all because I can do pro se litigant action because I'm sick and tired of people saying that they think they have something that sounds like what Dr. Deagle has, and it should be just as good. First off, you're not going to save money because we have specials all the time on Cardiovasc, and we have free shipping. But secondly, why take something where you might as well be putting the label on the sore body part as to the benefit you're going to get from some of these nutraceuticals that are not made for proper standards. It's just enraging. How's that? So let's go through the formula. I had to do a little rant there at the beginning because some people don't get it. When I make my I took my nutraceutical protocols off because you would not believe over a period of a year or so how many doctors and patients that never consult me were literally by the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, scoping and looking at my NutriMeds and thinking that they finally got the kernel of knowledge from Dr. Deagle and now they can trump Deagle and they can go and figure it out themselves. You idiots, stop it. You're not going to. I just put enough information out there that if you need to consult me, I can tell you the conventional advanced tests, the functional medicine tests you can do, and what to do to fix your problem and then to monitor to see if you got where you're supposed to go. Because if you don't measure twice like a good carpenter and cut once, you're going to hurt yourself. And people think they know better than Dr. Deagle. Fat chance on that. Now, maybe people are insulted by that. Tough. If you really are too insulted, turn off the radio, suffer, and die prematurely because I could give a rat's behind if you don't want to listen to me. I'm sick and tired of people thinking they know better when they don't. And they'd say, well, my doctor's nice. I believe my doctor. Well, you and your doctor will attend the funeral. How's that? Okay, let's go through it.
All right. So
you can understand why I get a little angry, right, when I hear people that think they know better. And I can prove it with research papers, specific investigation on them as a patient, and prove them that they and their doctor don't know snot. They don't know anything. Period. Disturbing, isn't it?
It is. All right. So the first ingredient is the hawthorn. And our hawthorn, and the hawthorn in Cardiovasc is European grown.
Leaf and flower, right?
Leaf and flower extract. Important
right.
to note, the hawthorn that you find in some supplements that's from China is actually a different plant. It doesn't do the same thing.
Exactly. Next component. By the way, that's a cardiotonic that makes your mitochondria in your heart and blood vessels work. Next one.
Garlic.
Aged garlic. Now, this is not just garlic. It's not just the allicin, which we have that's an antipathogenic in our allicin med. It's other components that act as an ACE receptor blocker, so it's an ACE inhibitor. So the one of the primary things that drive up your blood pressure, besides the carotid body in your neck and your autonomic nervous system and your central nervous system nuclei, is your kidney. Your kidneys is the primary thing that regulates your blood pressure. And when you're taking an ACE receptor blocker, that's natural, by the way, not a drug. For example, if you take a drug like a regular ACE receptor blocker, you're going to block the enzymes called that are going to increase levels of bradykinin and neurotenins, and you're going to get what's called a Capitan cough. Okay? You're going to also have other things that can happen. You can get hyperkalemia. Your potassium can go into orbit. So when you take aged garlic, it's a natural molecule that doesn't do that. So cardiovascular is safe to take. ACE receptor is not. And that's why I tell people, if you're on an ACE inhibitor, we'll want to switch you. If you're taking drugs, that's one of the few that I can say can be permissible, is an ACE receptor blocker. But there's even some research suggesting that if you take a lot of ACE receptor blockers, and there's a lot of controversy over this, that it may increase the risk of cancer. Now, the latest research has said that's not the case. But it's still out there, because we don't know the mechanism, but there's some scientists that have brought up the issue that the pharmacological ACE receptor blockers are bad too. They may increase the risk of cancer. You probably didn't hear that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So remember, there's always a two-edged sword when you take drugs, especially when you take half a dozen drugs and you're approaching your seventh decade. Things can go really wrong. How's that?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, you want to limit it.
Next component.
So we have the cayenne and the ginkgo.
Cayenne is a very powerful microcirculatory thing for your capillary bed, and ginkgo reduces blood viscosity, but also stimulates the microcirculation. You have to stop ginkgo. In fact, the Canadian government were a little nervous about ginkgo, even though it's been in the cardiovite formula for years, and they decided to pull it because Canada is so regulatory crazy. They decided to pull it, so it's not in the Canadian formula. So if you get cardiovite, it doesn't have the ginkgo biloba, which we do have in CardioVasc, which is the original formula. I think it's important. And you need to stop, by the way, CardioVasc 4 days before any major surgery because your blood's not going to clot. Now, it's not a clot buster. People have to make the difference here. It's a clot preventer. And it helps also prevent the formation of plaque. So these are anti-plaque nutraceuticals that will form, so it also prevent calcification of your arteries. So if you do a calcium score and you start on CardioVasc, or you actually do a NEVA scan of your arteries and veins in your leg, you can come back in a year and say, oh my God, my legs are clear now. I used to have a partial blockage, or my calcium score has dropped toward normal in my heart. That's because you're not taking pharmacological approaches. You're taking a nutraceutical with the highest grade. Every batch is tested for the right biomolecules. Every batch is excipient and solvent-free. Every batch is pharmacologically like an even concentration, so it's the same capsules whether you take it now or next March. And that's really important because it fluctuated a lot in its concentration. It might have intoward effects. It might not protect you enough, so you may get a coronary spasm caused by the concentration of certain biomolecules dropping below a threshold, and now you're going to get a problem. You don't want that. So please continue. What's next?
So then we have the bilberry.
Bilberry is, there's lots of antioxidants. Our most powerful one we have is polyphenol and the NutriComplete. And it actually prevents cancer of all types. But the most dialyzable, which is the smallest antioxidant other than hydrogen itself, is bilberry. So when you take bilberry, it's going to go zipping through your arteries, your solid organs, your brain, your other tissues, and it stops free radical formation because the underlying cause of vascular disease is inflammation. Nitroperoxy, hydroperoxy radical, singlet oxygen, and free radical oxidation of cholesterol to form 9-neuronyl hydroxycholesterol and oxidized trans fatty acids. The macrophages, which in Latin means big eater cell, eats these little globules, and they go, uh-oh, bad meal, and it poisons them, and they die, and form a thing called a foam cell. The foam cell then releases soluble ICAM 1 and 2 and fiber degradation products and other genetic markers and actually attracts fibrin from the blood and platelets and forms a plaque layer, just like a tar paper shack in Haiti. And when it puts one layer upon another, eventually it forms what's called a plaque that can eventually calcify. And if that plaque either breaks and then embolizes and creates a clot, or an embolic, which throws it down the artery wall, you can either have a stroke or a heart attack as it blocks off the artery. That's how plaque happens. So you'd have to have heavy metals or free iron. That's why your ferritin level is important. So if you've got hemochromatosis, or you've got chicken in your diet, so there's arsenic through the ceiling, or you got lead, or you got mercury amalgams and didn't remove them properly, so you got a ton of it in your blood and it's dumping out from your bone marrow and your liver and your central nervous system and your arteries, you're going to have a heart attack or stroke. That's why I tell people you have to listen to my advice when you take these out of your body, or you're going to cause a lot of bystander damage. So anything else? Any other ones we have here? I think we've got a couple more.
Yes, so we got the milk thistle and then the valerian root.
Now, milk thistle is the universal, what it calls, stimulant to the liver for detoxification. Phase one, phase two. And it's extremely important because people don't realize, Stephen, bisphenol A and endocrine disruptors, all kinds of chemicals, actually disrupt the production of nitric oxide. And they also cause the loss of the free radical enzymes like superoxide-dismutase 1 and 2 isoenzymes in your artery walls and elsewhere. So, and then, of course, the besides the milk thistle, the last one was the
valerian.
Now, the valerian is interesting because valerian is a very powerful balancer of your autonomic nervous system. The other major thing besides your kidneys driving up blood pressure is your CNS, which is why doctors, and this will work, but it's also dangerous, will give you a beta blocker or central alpha blocker like clonidine. When you give a beta blocker, number one, if you're asthmatic, you're going to have terrible asthma and you may even die from it. So you don't want to ever do that. So even eye drops like Tamoptic are dangerous because they're beta blockers. But what you have to understand is you're trying to block the central nervous system. All you need to do is rebalance it with valerian. And in many cases, the autonomic nervous system will move toward parasympathetic dominance rather than sympathetic. So your arteries and your esophagus aren't clamping down and going to spasm. When your sympathetic nervous system is overdosed, you're going to drive up cortisol levels, drive up norepinephrine, dopamine, and drive up free radicals in your blood. You also make the body move toward being acidic rather than alkaline. So that's really important to understand that this formula is basically, it's like an orchestra of nutraceuticals working at different aspects of what causes plaque and vascular disease and reduced perfusion. Your blood pressure usually drops pretty quickly. Number two, your perfusion goes up, even if you're normal tensive. And your blood pressure can be normal, but you can have reduced perfusion. So if you do this test at the cardiologist's office of the endopad or endothelix and your perfusion's low, the treatment is to start on cardiovasc. Because low perfusion means you're at higher risk of cancer, autoimmune disease, organ degeneration, and lack of ability to reclone your tissues into the future. Because of low perfusion, your joints are going to deteriorate, your tissues are going to age much faster, and they're going to go anaerobic, which can turn to autoimmune disease or cancer. Interesting, eh? People don't realize perfusion is tied to all the major illnesses that are going to kill you.
Well, sure it is.
Yeah, perfusion is it.
Yeah, exactly. So
now we got a couple more minutes here, and then we have another segment. Fried, I'd like you to fire questions at me like I'm in the batter box, and pretend you're either an inquiring patient that's been on the internet for 100 hours, or you're a top notch cardiologist from Harvard, and you want to take Deagle down because he's an arrogant SOB, or you think he is, because he thinks he knows more than you, and you had 8 years at Mayo and. You're a top cardiologist, new cardiac cast, and you've got a great golfing score. And your patients, whether they live or die, you've got a really big yacht because you do a lot of procedures. So when we come back, I want to hear some tough questions that you think you can dream up to say if you can take down the Deeg. How's that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Try to just change it up here a bit to make sure people realize they have a source of information here. There should be pretty thankful to the Most High God that I'm here to tell them the truth because their doctors aren't going to. Period. Are we
dancing? You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
And welcome back. So, Fareed, you think up. Maybe I didn't give you enough time, but can you think up a couple of good, tough questions to take down Dr. Bill, take that guy down, man. He's got a mouthpiece. He doesn't know how to shut up. He talks too much. He's too technical. He thinks he knows more than my doctor. My God, man, what's wrong with him?
Well, okay, Dr. Bill, one of the things you keep talking about is blood pressure. You know, you ask my doctor, he wants me to control my blood pressure and make sure that it's within the normal range. But I don't know if you guys use a different measure in the United States, but here in Canada, it's 120 over 80 is ideal. It doesn't matter if you're 65 or older, you know, that's the target for blood pressure. And so why are you saying any different?
Well, the first thing is blood pressure. We have to understand what blood pressure is. Think of a garden hose. Mr. Korotkov, who invented the idea of blood pressure, decided to squeeze the blood vessels above the arteries, above the antecubital fossa, and then measure to see whether or not there was a change in the sound indicating the pressure on the blood vessel wall. Now, the whole idea is the thesis that the heart does all the pumping. Going back to Harvey's model of the heart being the pump that pumps the blood out to the tissues and back to the heart. Now, first off, let's blow away Harvey's model. Number one, there's no indication that the heart pumps any blood back to the heart. It's all blood vessels, capillaries, venules, and veins that do a peristaltic wave. So your diastolic pressure, which is the pressure in the system, is based on the venules and veins that pump the blood back to your heart. That's your diastolic pressure. Your systolic pressure is the peak pressure that the arteries are generating, the aorta, before there's a takeoff of the common carotid and the other vessels to head to your head and neck, and then descend down toward the kidneys and the lower extremities and the internal organs. What people have to understand is the systolic or top pressure is basically just the pressure of the initial pulse wave, and that pulse wave is determined by several things. Firstly, if it's high, it means it's trying to compensate for the fact your blood vessels are not pumping. Or the blood vessels now, after a period of time, have deteriorated so the walls are thickened and it's even calcifying, so they don't have the physical capacity to create a peristaltic wave because they're now like an old garden hose left out in the sun. So if your doctor doesn't understand the what we call the physics and the nonlinear fluid dynamics of what blood flow is, and the fact that 70% of the blood flow away from the heart is not the primary wave from your heart, and a contraction of your left ventricle. It's the contraction of your blood vessels in response to that first shearing wave. And by the way, this is published in cardiology journals. It's not Dr. Deagle's thoughts. I want to say that I can provide the references, and I'm going to pick references and put videos up to say, if you think your cardiologists know this, do you read your own journals? I doubt it. Or do you, if you read them, do you understand it? Because I had a rheologic blood viscosity machine in my office with a top U.S. cardiologist doing research in this, and 99.999% of the cardiologists don't have a clue that rheologics or blood viscosity, non-Newtonian fluid dynamics, is the big issue. If your blood's thick, you're going to die. In fact, the first people that looked at that looked back 4,000 years ago in ancient Egypt at the sed rate. So first off, what we should be looking at is not what your blood pressure is, but what's your perfusion. In fact, if you over-treat someone's blood pressure and drop it below a certain level, and it's different for different classes, an 80-year-old male doesn't have to have the same pressure as a 25-year-old female that's pregnant. You have to look at what is their perfusion. What is their blood viscosity? The BioCuff, which is a blood pressure device I can get for you, will tell you how stiff your vessels are. If your vessels are old, calcified, and atherosclerotic, your blood vessels cannot compensate, so when you reduce the pressure of someone with stiff, calcified blood vessels, you know what you do? You dramatically reduce their perfusion, so they become cognitively stupid. Their heart can't pump the blood up to the tissue, so they're no go anaerobic. You increase the risk of autoimmune disease and cancer, because cancer is an autoimmune, is a genetic condition induced by hypoxia and acidosis. So the first thesis that they have is that blood pressure is the sine qua non, and it's not.
Yep.
So, next question.
You mentioned that some drugs are okay and some aren't. Well, you know, my doctor, he believes in allopathic medicine for the simple reason that the molecules are identified. And we know the mechanism of action.
That's what they presume. The first thing is the best, most powerful calcium channel blocker is just magnesium. It's a natural counterion to calcium in the body. When you use a calcium channel blocker like amlodipine, you actually block the ability of the heart to work properly, and you can induce actual shrinkage of your brain and dropping your IQ. That's one of my no-no drugs. Another is HMG chorea reductase inhibitors that damage mitochondria and damage CoQ10.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum from LD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some Joyn Aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Medical report for the second half of this hour. If it seems like I'm a little energized, I am. I'm feeling great. And I want you to know that I'm going to make you feel great if you let us help you with NutriMeds, with protocols. They're all available. And by the way, if you see an older protocol and you say, I don't know if this is up to date, don't worry about it. Just email me and say, hey, doc, can you give me an updated protocol? Here's my list of complaints. If it's just a simple couple lines or a paragraph, there's no charge. It's a free service. It's part of our ministry. But if you do have lots of medical records and other things, do not send records. Do not send scans and other paper records or x-rays. Scan them, send them as an attachment, and purchase, to start with, 2 units of phone consultations, and then I'll do a full analysis and tell you what to do. And I will include medical recommendations, surgical recommendations, naturopathy, other things that we can provide, NutriMeds, and technology so you can get yourself back on track. But don't think, that your doctor can second-guess Dr. Deagle. It ain't going to happen. Now, if you want me to talk to your doctor, you need to ask for their permission first, find out a time window when it's best for me to call or email, on my dime anywhere in the world, and I'll do it. But I need their permission first for you to ask them if I can contact them. I never expect them to call me. It doesn't happen. They're cowards. They're not going to ask somebody who may know more than them and embarrass them, even if they've been in practice 10, 20, 40, 50 years. It doesn't matter. Because I'm going to ask them questions that's going to make them have a really bad day. because I've learned myself, when I ask myself questions that I can't answer, it makes me smarter and wiser, because it puts me in a state of being uncomfortable that I don't really master something. And when you push yourself to realize in that uncomfortable zone that you really don't know what you're talking about, that's why I know all the things I do, because I investigate and I measure and I research. So, Bruce, are you there? Bruce, I want to talk about hyperbarics. We mentioned before in some of the previous shows that oxygen is the, if you had a set of nutraceuticals and technology that the body would use to heal and regenerate and do life extension, the conductor way up on the podium with his conductor wand, the wand would be a wand with a big O2 or oxygen molecule at the end of the wand. And when you use Henry's law and you put it under some pressure, like 1.3 atmospheres, it dissolves it in the tissue, especially if we add to it also some ozone. And when you add oxygen, you move the body and the mitochondria and the tissues from an anaerobic or no oxygen state to an oxygen state. The basis of health is to have what's called a high electron density in the cytochromes of the mitochondria, a high level of oxidative high energy molecules, ATP and NADH, which is a nicotine adenine dinucleotide hydride, and adenosine triphosphate. And these can only occur in the state of oxygen. And they're dependent on perfusion of the tissue, so your microcirculation is important. But with hyperbarics, you carry it beyond the zone of even the microcirculation. So tissues that are not properly or evenly perfused, hyperbaric oxygen will deliver oxygen, especially to diabetics, elderly people, people with trauma, people with injuries, people with edema. It'll deliver to the tissues beyond the microcirculation. And I can't tell people how there is no health condition, whether it's balding or, you know, inflammatory changes in the bowel because of Crohn's disease or cancer, there is no health condition that cannot be improved with the addition of mild hyperbaric oxygen. There isn't. And you don't need to go to 1.5 atmospheres or to 3 atmospheres with 100% oxygen. It is completely unnecessary to get the biological effects we want. You simply have to raise the electron density, which also causes the tissues to instantaneously become alkaline. Instantaneously, the tissues have the capacity to fight from intracellular pathogens, clear from the cell toxins, remove heavy metals, and activate the production of messenger RNA to make structural proteins and enzymes. So oxygen is it. It's the conductor. So if there's a silver orchestra, the conductor is a guy that works for you, and mild hyperbaric oxygen in Summit to Sea, and you have the best ergonomic chambers at the best prices anywhere on the planet. They're made in America. Tell us why your chambers are so good, and you not only have human chambers, you have pet chambers. You've got so many features, there really isn't any competition at all.
No, there isn't, Bill, and what we found is the greater the value you offer, the less the competitor can attack you and fight you, because people can only fight you if they have sales and they have money to fight. And we're just seeing it get real quiet out there, and we're seeing our sales go through the roof. One of the reasons is we launched 3 years ago the E-Series chamber to help folks out during this recession. Now we took a dramatic step and said, can we have our standard series at E-Series pricing, simplify the line, and deliver a better product to our customer? We did that, and wow, our customers said thank you. They said thank you in droves.
Right.
Our chambers are lighter, they're brighter, they're safer. We have redundancy on every system on the chamber, so any item fails, whether it's a pump, a hose, a relief valve, a belt, we've got such redundancy built in that the system will continue to operate just like it did day one.
Yeah.
We want our customers not only to get better, but to be safe doing it. And that is what we just excel at and just enjoy so much, hearing the testimonials of how easy it is to get in and out,
right,
how safe they feel with with the belts and the reinforcing system. It is just fun to hear.
Right, and the thing is, the chambers are larger. You have the only, you know, vertical chambers, which is the vertical grand dive and the vertical grand dive plus. You've got chambers that are so ergonomic, you can take someone who could literally wheelchair bound and wheel them into the chamber. You have a chamber that's designed to even take somebody from a gurney and slide them into the chamber and then zip up the end. So it doesn't matter how debilitated someone is or how inactive they are or how immobile, you can get them inside the chamber. And the key issue is you can't just look at it and get better. You got to use it. Now, these chambers, because they're cooler, because you have a cooling system that's unique, they're brighter because they're translucent, They're larger, so you're not going to get claustrophobic. They get safety features that tell you the pressure inside and the duality of the valve release pressures, the dual pumps and everything. They are provide so many features, it's a pleasure to go in them. For example, I have a large director's chair. I have a triangular chair, so when my daughter wants to come in, she can come in. I can put my dog in there if I want to, my little doggy. I'm going to start bringing him in because he's a geriatric doggy, but he thinks he's still a puppy. He's super healthy. He's 15 years old. July 10th passed, so he's over 15. And he's a West Highland White Terrier. What people need to understand, if you start doing regular hyperbarics, if you take our Nutrimeds, if you do all of our other technology, like, you know, QRMA and Metapathy with Metatherapy and so on, if you take the other things like Lumen Photon and Micropulse and all the epigenetic therapies, one of the key, and I tell this right after Nutrimeds, like when you start a protocol, the first thing, bam, you get is Nutrimeds. The second thing you get is you need to be on scalar technology like Lumen Photon, and the third, right off the bat, is mild hyperbaric oxygen. And people say, well, I can't afford that. I said, you're kidding. If you get a chamber from me, and by the way, you're not going to get this if you get some technology that I don't approve. And I've had people say, well, I want to get a chamber, and I really was talking to this company. I said, you're not going to get any writing from me to write it off. I'm not going to provide any documentation. Not only that, you're wasting your money. You get a smaller chamber that's going to be double the expense, and it's not ergonomic, and it's dark, hot, and claustrophobic. When you get these chambers, they're non-claustrophobic, they're bright, and they're cool. They're a pleasure to go in, so you're going to use it. You know, if you can't use it, it's no benefit to you. Bruce, I'm sure you get lots of stories of people to say, I've been in my chamber every day. In fact, they can even sleep in it. If they have a horizontal chamber, they can go to bed at night and just stay in their chamber. And it's easy to get out if they need to go to the bathroom. They just literally hit the depressurized button, pop out, go to the bathroom, come back in, and it'll just repressurize in a matter of minutes by this zipping up the zipper. It's so simple, isn't it?
Yeah, or you can just bring in a mason jar.
Ah, yeah, that's clever too. bring in a mason jar and just kind of take a wee-wee in there rather than having to go. Or, by the way, you can get these little medical uriners, two of the work, men or women, that are really designed to kind of take care of that business inside the chamber. Because most people are
yes.
Yeah, that's good. Now, what are the effects? And again, I like to go head to toe. If you're, let's say you've got a dermatitis, or you've got an autoimmune disease, or you've got an inflammatory condition, oxygen and dissolved in the tissue, especially with ozone, is anti-inflammatory. If you got cancer, I tell people be on a ketogenic alkaline diet. You can test your ketosis and alkalosis in your urine, and if you're on a ketogenic alkaline diet and you combine it with hyperbaric oxygen, it's a miracle to use hyperbaric oxygen with it to turn off with our cancer nutraceuticals, autoimmune nutraceuticals like Malignarest, Malignablock, Ellagic Acid, etc., to turn off autoimmune disease and cancer. And we have a number of people that said, I don't even want to take all the other cancer treatments, and they just do hyperbarics and our anti-cancer nutraceuticals, and their cancer turns off. We have people with autoimmune disease. I just recently had a gentleman who started our nutraceuticals for multiple sclerosis, and his MS symptoms stopped. But I said, the next step is you need to get a chamber. And he's temporizing and fiddling around. I said, you know, you got to listen to me, okay? You can try to think you're going to, oh, Google Dr. Deagle. That's not going to happen. You need to listen to me that a ketogenic diet and mild hyperbaric oxygen is like a 1-2 punch for autoimmune disease, cancer, and stealth pathogens like chronic Lyme disease, chronic cytomegalovirus, chronic Epstein-Barr virus. You're not going to knock these out without oxygen and the nutraceuticals and the hyperbaric oxygen and the mild and the ketogenic diet. The oxygen is absolutely important in this formula. It's really important.
And the comment you made on don't try to out-Google you is so true. I was just on the website, and I read articles that mild hyperbarics is a fraud that's ripping people off, and that my child was saved by using it. You're going to see so many extremes. Only Dr. Deagle can direct you to where the truth is.
Well, you know what? These are vested interests.
People writing.
Yeah, not only that, there's common people that don't have a right to write, but there's also doctors that are in a full, you know, 3-atmosphere hyperbaric oxygen that will publicly make statements that are negative against mild hyperbaric oxygen. But privately, there's all kinds of people that even see them and they say, well, yeah, you can use that, but I'm not going to say this publicly. I don't know if you've had any interaction with Dr. Harsh, I think down in Louisiana.
Yes, I did. He was thrilled with Jerry Petroni, who had a brain bleed. He used our hyperbaric chambers. Harsh said the improvement has been incredible But then it tells you, mild doesn't do anything.
Right. So this is the facts, okay? And this is, I'm going to name you Mr. Hirsch, Dr. Hirsch, because you need to get, you're going to get a what for from Dr. Deagle, because I don't put up with this BS anymore. Publicly, you'll make really horrific negative statements, including on your website, against mild hyperbarics. Privately, you say it's the best thing since sliced bread. You can't have it both ways. There's a place for mild, for 100% oxygen. I think if you've got a really terminal state where it's the last thing and you do a treatment for a week or so, that's fine. You got a diabetic and you got a gangrenous limb. But to be honest with you, I think the mild hyperbaric works just as well. But you have a chronic condition and you want to be constantly taking it. And by the way, you don't do like 20 or 60 treatments and then, hey, you're done. You're not done. If you start hyperbaric oxygen, that's why you want to lease or purchase the chamber. You're going to be doing this to the day the last oxygen molecule leaves your mitochondria. Okay? So, if you know, this is hard on harsh. How's that? And all the other knuckleheads that think they know better than Dr. Deagle, including the hyperbaric doctors, I'm a hyperbaric doctor too, okay? And in the public, you don't have a right to an opinion. Now, this is something that people in our culture, they call it political correctness. Now there's a thing called intellectual correctness. Everybody, including a three-year-old with an IQ of 60, has the ability and the veracity to have an opinion. Not. Okay? If you're a member of the public and you don't have medical training or hyperbaric training or understanding intermediate metabolism and so on, shut up and listen. Stop pretending that you know anything when you're dangerous to yourself and the other public. And stop posting things, because the sewer net, I call it the internet, is full of people who presume to be experts and don't have a clue. It's disturbing. They want to go on my site. They want to get their references. If they're a physician and they want me to give them medical references to prove it or cases, I can do that. Okay? But I'm not going to put up with the crap either from doctors who are trying to do what we call protect their territory because they're making their money by having a bunch of chambers in their facility, and they want to make sure they still get a steady flow rather than just getting chambers to go to somebody's home where they can do the treatment themselves forever. 20 or 30 or 60 treatments of hyperbaric oxygen in 3 atmospheres is not equivalent, it's apples and oranges, to having a chamber in your home where you go in 5 to 6 days a week forever. It's not. Now, people need to know that, okay? And you have to understand also there's a thing called oxygen toxicity. We gave injections of melatonin and other antioxidants to stop the oxygen toxicity of 3-atmosphere oxygen. You don't get oxygen toxicity at 1.3 atmospheres. You don't get nitrogen narcosis. You don't get bubbles of nitrogen coming out causing an embolus to hit your brain or your kidneys or other or your eye and cause blindness. That doesn't happen. The treatment, in fact, for 3-atmosphere oxygen or the bends or serious problems is mild hyperbaric oxygen. In other words, this is the treatment if you get oxygen toxicity, is to use a mild hyperbaric chamber. Okay? So, if you think, or your doctor, or your hyperbaric doctor knows better than Dr. Deagle, bring it on. Because I'm sick and tired of people that think they know better, and they don't. They don't. And that means you out in the public need to listen up, and you that think you're going to protect your territory by putting up false information on the one hand. On the other hand, give people kudos of, hey, keep doing it, it's working, but I'm not going to make a public statement like Dr. Hirsch. I'm sick of it. What do you think?
It's like an athlete who can run with insufficient oxygen, and his body burns energy without oxygen, and then he has to go back and start breathing again. With the chambers, you're breathing when you're in the chambers better than you are outside.
Well, in fact, if you're a runner and you're
anaerobic.
And if you, by the way, if you get a chamber and you're an athlete, you're doing what's called oxygen doping. There's nobody, including the International Olympic Committee or any other body, can tell you, oh my gosh, you've got illegal oxygen molecules in your body. Duh. If you want to improve performance.
The ones are red and the good ones are green.
Yeah, come on. I get a kick out of people. The human race is bizarre. I think I'm an anomaly. I'm a red ball in the what I call the brown ball universe of human beings. I don't understand. I cannot deal with cognitive dissonance. It drives me crazy. People say, why are you so smart, Deagle? I said, because my brain goes, warning, Will Robinson. My brain goes, pop. I can't deal with that. When I have two things that are cognitive dissonance, and this is since I was spawned or born, I cannot deal with it. My brain will literally all night long work on equations, figure out this and that, research. I'll wake up in the night and actually go out and research and say, oh, yeah, this is true. And realize that most of the stuff I was taught in medical school or residency is bullshit. Excuse my English. It is. It's BS. And people need to understand that most of the time, whether it's geopolitics or medicine or law or whatever, most of the public discourse out there, that's why I'm really proud of you, because you're honest. You didn't start as the first mild hyperbaric chamber, but you passed you're like Usain Bolt of the chambers. You passed those guys miles ago. You passed them. They're like 4 miles behind you, and they're just, can't keep up. Bruce McKeeman and Summit to Seer, they're just sailing miles ahead of us. Yeah, and you're never going to compete either.
The key is you listen to your customers.
Exactly, that's what you did.
You can worship.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. Welcome back, and Bruce, how would you summarize the tremendous response of people on their medical side? I mean, financial side, they're pleased because they get a great price, they get sales. But the medical side, when we add hyperbaric oxygen, Summit to See, to their NutriMed program, to their other technologies I call epigenetic therapy, the results are phenomenal. Whether it's return of peripheral nerve function to stop peripheral neuropathy along with our ultrathiamine B1 and our full protocol, whether it's use of epigenetic therapy, which we have right now with Lumen Photon, we're trying to upgrade to add other frequencies, other types of personal microcurrent and other devices that will use specific harmonic resonant frequencies to reestablish the circuits in the body, because everything is a harmonic circuit. And the key issue is when you have a high enough energy level, the tissues have the energy to actually regenerate and reproduce the stem cells. They interdigitate with the tissues and differentiate. But without oxygen, nothing happens. This is amazing to me. For example, one of the models I like to use, I call it an old army model. If you have an army of 100,000 soldiers, and it turns out that you don't have a good process for turning out and getting rid of the old damaged cells or the old guys, they retire them at, say, 45, 55, 65, depending on their physical health and mental health, you have accumulating a lot of old soldiers. If they haven't died, they can stay around and meet their liability to the full army. That model in the human body is called apoptosis, and it's increased with the FOXO2 gene, which I happen to have. And if you have that gene, like a number of my relatives, you live it to be 90s or 100. The reason is that you need oxygen in your tissues to help get rid of old damaged cells and mitochondria. And if you can't get rid of them, your organ function deteriorates, and they actually can send out a death signal to the surrounding tissue to screw up your organs, like your brain, your heart, your liver, etc. So oxygen is a major cleansing agent. It's a stem cell stimulant. It's an anti-inflammatory. It's an energizer. It, besides things like Power C+, it's the most alkalinizing thing you can do is to oxygenate tissues, isn't it? You provide oxygen and liquid electrons in the forms of Power C, and you alkalinize the tissue. And alkaline tissues can't get sick. What stories do you have, Bruce?
Well, all the stories, especially with young children, are moms saying thank you.
Yeah.
They're saying thank you because where there was no hope, there now is hope.
You mean like autism and Asperger syndrome, autism spectrum disorder, absent seizure spells, all kinds of different conditions, learned disabilities, violent behavior, kids that are oppositional behavior disorder. They improve with oxygen, don't they?
Yes, they do. And what is neat is more and more doctors are getting on board and prescribing this for these kids in need. And it goes to adults as well. And you just hear, I got my husband back. I got my wife back. We're able to travel now. We could never travel before.
Right.
And these are just wonderful stories that energize us to make that chamber better, improve it, more comfortable. And we're continuing to improve the chambers.
Now, a couple of things that we've talked about in the past. I'd like to see some way of you making a modular room for exercise rooms. I'd like you to see a modular chamber system you can set up for helicopters for emergency air ambulance. I'd like you to see a way of kind of building on a system to put in really land-based ambulances so that when you take someone to the hospital, especially if there's a long ride, it's a hyperbaric ride.
Yes. Yes.
Amazing.
That's very doable. It is just getting one of these groups, whether it's the helicopter evac or the ambulances, to say, yes, we'd like to put hyperbarics in our device.
If you want to call Bruce...
That's a three-month process.
2 months. Wow, that's pretty narrow window. Number to call, Bruce, 612-325-8243. 612-325-8243, or the link directly at the top of NutriMedical on the right-hand side of Affiliate Summit to see hyperbarics. Okay, we got Tuesday and...
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.